This is Out at the Knees, a Star Wars Legends Knights of the Old Republic video games fanfic, written by Tuesday and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Basta Lashan, female Revan, with additional tags for crush at first sight, canon typical violence. Story was written for Multi-Fandom Tropefest 2018. Author's Notes. My favorite version of Revan is always a bit of a disaster, but is also good at heart. She's the sort of person who stops in a battle to pull the equipment off a corpse and equip it. She's simultaneously charming enough to spark a rebellion against the ruling of the Jedi Council, kind enough to learn a child's Mandalorian, and a big enough dork to go pod racing at every last place she stops that offers it. I love all Revans, but hopefully this note gives you a good idea of what sort of Revan you're getting here. Also, I fudged the timelines quite a bit. I know Bastila was a Padawan during the Jedi Civil War, but the wiki refused to give up its secrets with regard to when she was promoted or what her rank was at the beginning of Knights of the Old Republic. So, we're going with Fresh Knight. I'm sorry if that's incorrect. It was the sort of assignment meant for a seasoned master experienced with keeping the necessary detachment. But the only one capable, the Council's, the universe's, sole hope, was one Basta Lashan. Newbie knight, and once number one Revan fangirl. Look, it wasn't like it was unusual for the average Padawan to grow unbecomingly attached to a senior Jedi. Almost every Master Padawan pair had some issue with it. It wasn't even unusual for Padawans to express some healthy interest in older, more established role models outside their direct mentors. For Bastila's generation, it was practically a given that at some point, you were going to get a fan crush on Revan. It was a normal part of the learning and growing process, and was absolutely, completely the norm. Even if some people, say Jahani, took it a little far. Point being, if idolizing Revan a little pre-trials took anyone out of the running, it would take out everyone under a certain age. Plus, a fair amount older. But that didn't change the fact that Bastila specifically, especially, should never have qualified. Even years of meditation and attempts to release it into the Force, distance, a war, and a dramatic turn to the dark side couldn't kill the seed of a crush that took hold the moment a much younger Bastila watched as Revan took over a group training session and turned it into an impromptu, but in-depth, crash course on Ceresu, complete with bullying Malak into helping demonstrate key points. Bastila wouldn't say that she'd fallen in love with Revan to the soundtrack of Clashing Lightsabers, but she would definitely contend that if she had, she had not been alone. Every other Padawan in that class had been right there with her, hearts in their eyes and hands and leku a-quiver with nervous energy and overwhelming feelings. Point being, Bastila was not equipped to deal with this. This Revan was not that same Revan, to not even know her own true name, but there was something distinctly Revan-ish to her all the same. Maybe it was the way Revan swung the vibroblade just so to take out Arakul at the knees. Maybe it was the way Revan managed to charm her way past every objective with all the power of an unvocalized force suggestion. Probably it was the way Revan looked Bastila up and down. Slow, sweeping, thorough. On first meeting again, before letting a sharp grin steal over her face at Bastila's barely averted full-body blush. That wink definitely hadn't helped matters any. This was the sort of assignment meant for a seasoned master, and Bastila had the sure, sinking feeling that she'd be lucky to maintain the barest attachment at all. Already, Revan's gaze hooked at something behind and below her navel, ready to pull and pull and pull. Already, Revan was digging under her skin and ready to crawl in and reside there a while, make her own little permanent residence for a larger piece of herself. Already, Bastila knew she was doomed. So, Revan slunk into the compartment like she'd slunk back into Bastila's life, sudden and unexpected, and yet with a strange and overwhelming feeling that she'd been there all along, was only just now calling attention to herself. About that thing. Thing. Bastila liked to think, with her raised eyebrow and arch drawl, that she was making a reasonable attempt at creating distance. Revan just smiled that smile she trotted out whenever she had decided to flirt with any human, alien, droid, or other sentient being who'd caught her attention, i.e., crossed her path. Revan sidled up into Bastila's personal space, like she was personally colonizing it. Yeah, thing. She waved a hand vaguely. It's fine, Bastila said stiffly. It would help if she had any idea what Revan was talking about. But it would help even more if Revan took a step or 12 back and gave Bastila space enough to breathe. Very fine indeed, Revan practically purred. Bastila took one of those steps back herself, feeling a bit like she was taking a practical and necessary tactical retreat, and a lot like she was running for her life. It's definitely... She stopped. That... She had to ask. Is that a Gizka in your robes? Looking somewhat irritated and slightly guilty, Revan pushed the head of the creature back into her robes. No. She was not the least bit convincing. That is definitely a Gizka. Bastila was unable to keep an accusing note from her voice. I already found homes for the rest of them. I'm not going back to Banan because they somehow missed one. Revan tucked the collar of her robes around the creature. Like if she hid evidence of its existence from everyone else, it would somehow stop existing, period. We're not that far out. I'm not going back to Manan. Revan's eyes were a little on the wild side. If not for the smooth, steady presence of her force signature, light as it ever was in Bastila's youth, Bastila would wonder if Revan was suddenly feeling the pull of the dark. Were the swoop races really that bad? It wasn't like Revan was seriously injured in any of those crashes. Not going back. And with that, Revan swept out as quickly and thoroughly as she'd slunk in, taking the Gizka with her. Bastila still had no idea what Revan had been getting after. Leaning against the side of the console, Bastila wasn't sure she wanted to. A thing with Revan could very easily turn into a thing, only slightly better than an all caps thing. Bastila sighed. She should probably check in with Karth anyway. At the very least, it would be a good opportunity to convince him to turn this buckle of bolts around before they ended up with another small herd or sprawling horde of Gizka ribboning around the corridors and sticking to the ceiling, ready to spring onto the heads and tangle in the hair of the unwary the instant their little suctioned grips failed. Once,
had been more than enough.
So, Revan was a little more charming this second attempt at taking their leave of Manon. Her smile was more flirtatiously rakish than lopsided and failing. She casually ran a hand through her hair, simultaneously mussing it and making it look infinitely more appealing. Bastila wanted to run her own hands through those messy locks. About that thing. Bastila, however, was feeling significantly more murderous. Revan's shoulders fell.
Right. Absolutely.
Revan put her hands up in surrender, though Bastila had yet to say a single word. Bastila was sure Revan could feel the darkly murderous intent wafting out into the air between them, not to mention whatever their forespawn was throwing out.
I'm just going to go that way. Right now.
Revan waved a hand vaguely in the direction of the cargo hold and matched word to deed. Bastila, in a fit of restraint and a damn fine showing of releasing her feelings into the Force, did not throw anything after her. They'd spent 7 days waiting for Revan to finish locking in all the Swoop Race all-time best records. Bastila's more murderous impulses were not much alleviated by Tatooine and its scorching sands, slimy Zerka representatives, and practically fire-breathing crate dragons. HK-47's own unending commentary on all the killing they should be doing did not help matters. Meditation barely put a dent in it. Revan dropping trow in the middle of a sand dune to slip on a new set of robes only stoked her rage to heights never before reached. Rage. Right. That heat was all absolute 100% unmitigated fury. It was enough to make any Jedi wonder if this was all being weaponized in an attempt to turn one to the dark side. Did Revan actually remember? It took a couple attempts to clear her throat, by which point Revan had put away her previous robes and turned to face them, practically beaming. She spread her arms. Well? Why? And though Bastila was heat her whole body over, her tone was pure frost. Are you changing in the middle of the desert? Revan winked. I tried, but I just couldn't book a better venue. HK-47 gave a sound Bastila translated to mean,
Look how low hath sunk my former master. Look in despair. Because the instant I have someone concrete to blame, I am shooting them in the face until they run out of head.
Revan smiled at HK-47 and said, Scoff all you like, but maybe someone with a little real blood flow enjoyed the show. HK-47 said something about blood flowing that Bastila immediately decided to ignore and forget. The best defense mechanism she'd found thus far to spending more than 5 minutes with a droid. Bastila gave a little scoff of her own. Karth hadn't even been looking. Bastila had been alone in her indignant disbelieving, and definitely not anything more heated, stare. Revan's smile dimmed, then redoubled. Look, I know it seems strange, but I promise you, I have significantly greater dexterity in these than the rags the council gave me. Let's focus a little less on dexterity, Karth said, in a way that indicated he couldn't decide whether he was more judgmental or amused, so had decided to try to express them both. And a little more on our mission, huh?
Reluctant agreement. The whiny meatbag is correct, Master.
HK-47 caressed its blaster.
Now is the time to slaughter more hapless, helpless creatures in the selfish and absurd quest for further wealth and glory.
That's not the point of hunting down all these crate dragons,
Karth protested.
I mean, maybe, just a little bit,
Revan said. She held her fingers just a small pinch apart, looked down at her hand, then widened them much further. This right here was why Bastila was accompanying them deep into the desert, despite Karth already being present to keep Revan on the straight and narrow. HK-47 was a terrible influence, and one person was not enough. And who knew what trouble Mission would get up to, paired with the both of them. It was the first time Bastila caught Revan changing somewhere completely inappropriate, but it was far from the last. Later, much later, Revan got her personality back. Well, her memories. Her personality never really went away, it just got a little sidetracked sometimes, and even that was pretty typical Revan. Later still, Bastila reeling from the highs and lows of a forced fall and a return to the light she felt she had a little more choice in, they talked. It was nothing like before. Before Bastila fell. Before Revan fell. Back when she was an initiate yet to find a master, staring starry-eyed at a young Padawan shockingly proficient in Ceresu, and even more shockingly willing to condescend to talk with a knobby-kneed kid with an obvious crush and halfway to forming her first and only fan club. Back then, they'd exchanged a bare few words before Malik, younger, lighter, and screechier, complete with his original jaw, got impatient and dragged Revan away. They talked not of what came before, but what came after. The part of Bastila preferred they not talk at all. That Revan would let her pretend they could return to the hard-earned equilibrium, their push-pull relationship. Friendship? Contingent on Revan's lost memories staying lost, and Bastila's own secrets staying unrevealed, managed to eventually achieve. It couldn't hold. Bastila knew it couldn't hold. But she felt so unsteady in and of herself that all she wanted was to pretend that this, between them, could be the new level ground solid under her feet. Revan didn't ask Bastila's opinion. Revan only had answers, and she was firm in discussing them, though mostly in that infuriatingly roundabout way she sometimes had. They went around in circles, deflecting and glancing off subjects without directly addressing them, until Bastila wasn't sure where they were or how they'd gotten there, only that she knew she'd rather be anywhere else. You knew. This whole time, you knew. Revan laughed mirthlessly into the palm of one hand. She tugged at her hair with the other. Bastila paused, unsure how they were back to this. Yes, we've been over this. But I'm not over this. Revan's smile was crooked, fit on her face all wrong. Of course, even as some fresh-faced initiate and an upstart Padawan, I could never... I don't know why I thought it would be any different as some mind-wiped slob who couldn't remember that she already knew how to use the Force. It was bitter. Bitter in a way that Bastila hated, that she'd fear if not for the concrete proof she'd been presented time and again in recent days that Revan had returned to the light side of the Force. Then again, that would be why. I didn't remember, or I'd have known how impossible you are to impress. What? Bastila felt caught flat-footed all over again. I mean, dumb Padawan shit, that's totally normal. Everyone goes through that phase.
There's always someone, younger or older, from your own crush. Thanks, Malik, she murmured aside, like thought to herself. Thanks a lot. Or whatever, but we all do it. It's pretty much an extra set of trials all on their own.
Revan was working herself into something of a rant now.
But this, you... I already did this. I...
Revan's voice cracked. She swallowed. She just sounded tired now.
I already did this. This is like learning I had to fall all over again.
Bastila pressed her lips together. She humbled herself.
She admitted,
I don't understand.
Yes, perfect Bastila.
Revan shook her head.
I don't know why I'm surprised. You skipped that step along with every awkward bit of puberty too, I'm sure.
Bastila took a step forward. Without her permission, her hand was raised halfway to Revan's face.
Are you saying... Are you telling me that... You...
The bitterness in Revan's face faded. It was replaced by shock and horror.
Her voice came out strangled as she said, Wait. You mean all that and you still somehow didn't know?
She buried her face in her hands.
I am the worst. I could have just walked away. No one ever had to know and judge me except Karth and HK, and they were already judgy. I'm not sure Karth even does know. I think his face just came that way.
Revan. Bastila pulled Revan's hands down to reveal her beautiful, flushed face.
Shut up and kiss me.
What?
Revan's voice cracked again. It sounded much more gratifying this time.
Really?
Really.
Revan continued to stare. With Revan, sometimes if you wanted a thing done, you had to do it yourself. Bastila reached up and pressed their mouths together. There was a pause before Revan kissed back, like her brain was rebooting and she needed the chance to catch up. But then Revan was pressing back, cupping Bastila's cheeks, tangling her fingers in Bastila's hair, sliding her fingers along the length of Bastila's shoulders, touching everywhere like she needed the concrete proof that this was real. For her part, Bastila kept her hands steady on the rough fabric of Revan's robes, needing the balance, the support. Revan's lips were soft, her hands were warm. Bastila's knees were weak, but Revan was a solid pillar to lean against. Eventually, Revan pulled back.
So, just to make sure we're on the same page here.
Bastila couldn't help the smile, pulled involuntary and fond from deep inside.
I'm pretty sure we are. Just to make sure, Revan reiterated. You know that I've had a crush on you from the very first, right? Both times, really.
Bastila went tiptoe to press their foreheads together.
Yes. Me too.
They kissed again.
Revan withdrew to continue. And you know that it's more than that now.
Bastila just kept smiling. Couldn't help herself. She repeated, Yes. Me too.
It had been the sort of assignment meant for a seasoned master, one experienced with keeping the necessary detachment, one who wouldn't run off into the sunset chasing a new lover into their next adventure. But it had been given to Bastila. And Bastila wasn't detached. Not one bit. Bastila was head over heels in love. She was in good company. The end.
Reader's Notes. It's Feb/February.
Also, Bunjun was talking on Twitter about how trying to get their friend into podfic and how there is a sad, sad lack of Knights of the Old Republic podfic in Star Wars fandom. And then I kind of took that to be like a little bit offended on the behalf of Star Wars fandom and also a lot of bit challenge accepted. So, of course, I ended up going through the blanket permission list and finding a lot of fanworks for a fandom, a portion of my fandom that I'm not as familiar with, which of course necessitated a Wikipedia spiral and then a spiral of YouTube vids. And I hope I've been saying Bastila's name right this whole time, because I can't seem to find a clip where she says her own name. I've seen other people say her name and I copied it off of that. But she does have a little bit of that Coruscanti accent, so I tried to based her off of, like, my Luminara voice, which is based off of Elena Shallot's Luminara voice. So we got, like, voiceception here. But, again, you never actually really hear Revan talk, because Revan's you as the player, so, I just, you know, Revan's voice is basically my voice, or something. I had a lot of feelings about how a Bastila sort of being like, oh no, how do I act as a, you know, emotional support guard dog for the person I had a crush on as a teenager? And sort of all of those conflicting emotions, both over the top in her own head and also taking it seriously. And like, also the missed cues, hilarious. But I really loved how you see like this moment of Bastila as a kid and falling in love with Revan. And then also falling in love with the person that Revan is with the mind wipe, like the core bits of Revan's personality still coming through and Revan still being that person that Bastila can be in love with. And then after the memories are restored and after Bastila's fallen and they, like, you could absolutely see that being the fracture point where neither one can trust the other ever again. But instead, they're both still in love with each other because the elements of the other person that made them care about that person are still there, even through the mind-wiping fuckery that the Jedi Council does. Just so many feelings. I didn't even know I was going to have these fucking feelings. Why? Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that the few people out there in KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic fandom, are enjoying this. And, yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.